Everyone faces sacrifices when they're trying to pursue their passion. Beat Connection is a Seattle band that works to find the balance between making their art and making a living, all while staying true to themselves. Radioactive's Noah Phillips Reardon brings us this live in-studio performance.
We're ready?
Okay.
Beat Connection recently joined me in KUOW's studio for a nice little performance.
I'm Reed, and I play keyboards and do the production stuff for the band.
I'm Tom. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Mark, and I play bass and keyboard.
And I'm Jared, and I play drums.
Each of them bring their own style that balances to a T. They all connect, like their name, Beat Connection.
This next song is called Silver Screen. It's a new kind of turn-up version that we've come up with that we're playing live now. So here we go.
Four years ago, my friend put Beat Connection's song Silver Screen on a mix CD she made for me. I loved the song, so I replayed it over and over again.
The best version of what I could imagine just happened. And I'm on the shore standing, it's hard in the sand, and she holds my hand. She holds my hand. Found her in the sunset, but it was all a dream.
Beat Connection's sound comes from their various interests in music, which all started from being fans. The first concerts they each went to were artists that don't really go together.
TLC, Destiny's Child, and 98 Degrees.
I was purportedly one of those babies in the big Grateful Dead music festival circuit.
NSYNC at the Spokane Arena.
I went to a Dave Matthews Band show at the Gorge when I was in fifth grade. Blew my mind.
Have you gone back since?
Yes, I went successively.
That's an understatement.
For many years, and I haven't gone in a while, but shout out to DMB. Holla at you, boy.
But it was all a dream, man. Went down on a sewer screen.
The group formed at the University of Washington, so I asked if they'd found their influences in the Seattle music scene.
This is Reed. Not to be too vitriolic, but I don't think it's really had much of an impact on us. I consider this band kind of a product of the internet. There's no real connective tissue or lineage between us and Mudhoney or Nirvana or anything like that. We're influenced by all sorts of things, and I guess, you know, in a way, they're included in that, but I don't know, I don't see us as being like this Northwest band. There's no plaid in the room right now.
Reed wears a black sweater with white outline shapes and doodles printed all over. It matches some custom-made instruments they recently posted a picture of on their Instagram.
The next track we're going to play is Hesitation from our upcoming record.
Tom gives a laid-back vibe, sharing his own take on this same question.
I think mostly it's just like listening to individual musicians around town and getting inspired by them. So, and just their work ethic or, you know, the way they carry themselves. So it's kind of an abstract influence in that sense.
The connection I feel with their music stems from the connection they feel with pop culture and pop music. Jared describes how it helps them evolve every day.
In all the music that we listen to, I mean, definitely changes month to month, year to year. You know, you'll get a record and you'll listen to it and be inspired by it, but it may not have the same effect to you 2 years later.
But Reed says it's not all about the music they listen to.
Being inspired by visual art, day-to-day experiences, things like that. But Yeah, we've definitely grown stronger as composers and songwriters, I think, and that has influenced what we like to listen to as well, and what impacts us, and what kind of like is part of that feedback loop that leads to the generation of new music on our end.
This past summer at Capitol Hill Block Party, I saw Beat Connection play once again. They had a crazy main stage performance that reminded me how they were just too good to be true live. I asked Reed how they brought together each element.
Dancers on stage, we had some guest musicians, we had nice little stage outfits that we made, maybe a bit corny but really quite fun. And I think it went over well. It was a big labor of love that we worked on for months, and then it was really surreal just kind of being done and walking off stage like, oh, wow, that's okay, next thing, what's next? So that's what we're trying to do always, is look for the next thing, figure out what we can do next.
Beat Connection tours quite a bit, playing only a few shows in Seattle. Tom tells me that as they tour, there's a lot more to their travels than just performing.
We eat a lot, too, as a band. We appreciate food very much, and we having the opportunity to go around the country and eat all the different foods and the different regional foods sounds trite, but it's very much a part of our fabric of our friendship.
And this is another go-round.
I searched online for their music and came up with the Beat Connection MySpace page, where they described their genre as tropical psychedelic pop. Since then, I've seen the band deem their sound post-Clueless after the classic 90s movie. I think we all remember, as if, but now they've developed a new aesthetic of their artistry, called Industrial Condo Sadness.
You know, it's kind of about wanting to have one of those new construction apartments, but also being like really depressed about the sacrifice that that represents to the greater community and to yourself. So it's really just about that like constant binary struggle of wanting to have nice things and also not be a complete and total self-centered jerk. And where do you balance that? Especially, you know, being a pop band, like how do we make meaningful art as people who are really interested in that and obsessed with that, but also, you know, like create a situation for ourselves to do this for a living, which is going to mean some type of sacrifice.
I'm trying to have a thought off the top of my head, but the bottom of my heart said what it had to say instead. It probably won't make a difference in the end, but you send me for a loop again, and I feel like I've been played so many times before, but I still like the sound of another go round with you, with you, with you. Played so many times before.
Jared shares what they've had to do as a group to make it all work.
We've all gotten to a point where we're so dedicated and focused on our goal about making this work, so that we've all like sort of made sacrifices in our lives to make sure that we have the time to rehearse, we have the time to work on tunes, we have the time to tour.
And Reed chalks it up to one concept they follow.
If you want to be an artist and make the art that you want, you're going to have to do something else, and you're going to have to sacrifice the time. And if you want to have the time to just make art all the time, you're going to have to sacrifice the art that you make. So we're trying to balance those two things, and that kind of touches on, you know, the jobs that we all have on the side, and, you know, like, how are we going to make this work? And we are. Of another go-round with you. Played so many times before, but I still like the sound of another go-round with you.
With these sacrifices they've made, they hope it's all worth it.
It's going to take some industrial condo sadness.
Played so many times before, but I still like the sound of another go round with you.
If you want to find out more about Beat Connection and their music, check out our website, KUOW.org/radioactive. For Radioactive, I'm Noah Phillips Reardon. Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.